Your AI chatbot chat just crashed because you hit your API rate limit again. Welcome back to Exploring Next. I'm Izo, and this is episode 201 with Boone. Today, we're diving into something that could completely change how we think about AI and web apps.
Yeah, we're talking about running actual large language models directly in your browser, not calling an API, literally executing the model client-side.
Which sounds impossible until you see it working. Boone, this tweet thread is showing a full GPT-style model running in Chrome with zero server calls. How is this real?
WebAssembly is finally hitting its stride. The breakthrough here is a custom WASM runtime that's specifically optimized for transformer architectures.
Break that down for me.
So traditional JavaScript can't handle the matrix operations these models need. But WebAssembly gives us near-native performance in the browser. The team built a specialized runtime that understands attention mechanisms and can do efficient tensor operations.
And the models themselves, these things are usually gigabytes.
That's where quantization comes in. They're taking models like Llama and compressing them down to 4-bit precision. A 7B parameter model that would normally be 14 gigs becomes about 3.5 gigs.
Okay, but 3.5 gigs is still massive for a web app.
True. But here's the clever part. They're using progressive loading. The model streams in chunks while you're using it. So you get responses starting with maybe 500 megabytes loaded, and it gets smarter as more weights download in the background.
That's actually brilliant from a UX perspective. No massive upfront download, just gradual improvement.
Exactly. And once it's cached locally, you're getting sub 100 milliseconds response times. No network latency, no server costs.
The economics here are wild. I'm thinking about all those startups burning cash on OpenAI API calls.
Right? A customer service chatbot that costs you 2 cents per conversation versus one that costs nothing after the initial model download.
But there's got to be trade-offs. What are we giving up?
Model capability, mainly. These quantized models are good, but they're not GPT-4 level. Think more like a really solid GPT-3.5. Great for focused tasks. Maybe not for complex reasoning.
Which might be perfect for most real-world use cases. I don't need GPT-4 to help someone reset their password.
And the privacy angle is huge. Healthcare apps, legal tools, anything dealing with sensitive data, you never have to send it to a third-party server.
That's a real competitive advantage. HIPAA compliance becomes way simpler when patient data never leaves the browser.
The memory management is impressive too. They're using a technique called dynamic batching to prevent browser crashes. Instead of loading the full model into RAM, they page in the weights they need for each forward pass.
So this actually works on normal laptops, not just developer machines with 64 gigs of RAM?
Yeah, they've tested it on 8 GB MacBooks. Obviously, more RAM helps, but it's not a hard requirement.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The engineering is genuinely clever, and the product implications are massive.
Only an A-?
Well, we still need to see real adoption. Cool demos are one thing. Production apps are another.
Fair point. Though I'm already adding this to my weekend project list. Again.
Of course you are. Okay, what should people actually go build with this? Start with the WebLLM toolkit. It's the easiest way to get hands-on. They have examples for chat interfaces, code completion, even document summarization. And try the quantized Llama models first. They're well-tested and the performance is solid. Also experiment with hybrid approaches. Maybe use client-side inference for fast, simple queries and fall back to cloud APIs for complex reasoning tasks. Smart.